So in this episode, I want to talk about why I don't use trending sounds, so music, audio, in my reels, in my TikToks, in my Instagram stuff. It's something that comes up a lot. It's something that I am very passionate about talking about. And so I want to share it with you to understand my thought process as to why I do not, and I avoid it as much as possible, use that content. It's quite, in my opinion, very much so, it's probably one of the biggest mistakes. It's a massive mistake that content creators make. Now, there's nothing wrong with reels, and using reels are brilliant, but using audio, there's nothing wrong with it as well, but you need to do it from an informed decision. And I definitely feel like people are not doing it from an informed decision. I know that with me, once I got the information, I switched over to not doing it at all. Now, let me explain. There's three main things with it. So the first reason is copyright. So copyright is what I am very interested in, because for me, content for me is all about pushing my business and all about generating income. That for me is where content is my main driver. I'm not doing this to be famous. I'm not trying to create content so that everyone knows who I am. I'm trying to create content so that I can provide a life for my family and generate sales. That is the goal. That's the idea of all of this stuff. And so copyright is a very important thing. Now, what do I mean by copyright? When you use music that doesn't belong to you, for example, if you didn't create that audio, then that, if you look on the reels, it comes up as if you do your own videos, it says original audio, or it says the audio where the original audio came from. Now, the reason why that's very important is when it comes to copyright and licensing, if it's music, a lot of the times platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, like, you know, YouTube, they've paid a license to be able to use that music on that platform. But that license isn't transferable. It doesn't come across, which means that if you download that video and then re-upload, let's say to YouTube, let's say you did it on TikTok and you re-upload it to YouTube, you're uploading that video as it with that audio baked in as if it's yours. So when you put it into that system, you're not putting it through, you're not putting it onto that new platform with the license to use it, which is illegal. And I know that might sound silly, and a lot of the time I'll speak to people and they'll say, well, I'm not bothered, you know, it doesn't matter, I'd rather take the risk, ask for forgiveness, not permission, and all of that. And, you know, that's cool. It's not cool. It's absolutely fine if you want to be that way. But realistically, the people who I'm working with, the people who I want to deal with, we're looking at growing businesses. We're looking at growing our brand online, and you want to reach a point where it would become a problem. So start as you mean to go on. That's how I like to do it. I'm trying to start as I mean to go on. I'm building a business, building a consultancy practice. And that doesn't, you don't build your house on copywritten music where you're going to get strikes and lack of monetization, especially if you start to, you know, to do well. So very important for me, I would much rather know that I own 100% of the content that I create. 100%. Very important to me, like complete deal breaker if I can't actually, you know, use it. And that is one, that's one of the main reasons why I do it. Another one is that it comes to brand assets. So realistically, every time I make content, the way I look at it is every time I make content, I am making an asset that represents me. It's like duplicating myself. I'm now, you know, out there, one person can watch it, a million people could watch it. I don't care how many people are actually consuming it, but they are. And that means that for me, each one of these videos and these podcast episodes or whatever are assets, and these brand assets need to belong to me. And it comes exactly back to what we said before. When you use music that doesn't belong to you or audio that doesn't belong to you, they are not your assets, which means when it comes to, you know, creating that content. And then let's say, for example, a new social platform emerges, something like LinkedIn releases a Reels, for example, let's say that happens. And it wouldn't shock me if they did. I now know I can download my videos from, you know, from TikTok, from Facebook, wherever. I can use one of those downloadable softwares, download the video. And then from there, I'm able then to re-upload. And I own 100% of that. I can take advantage of new platforms. And I've seen this with a client of mine literally was doing tons of TikToks, wasn't using audio and using his own audio. And when Facebook Reels came out, he started uploading 8-9 a day, bang, literally Views went through the roof. Followers went through the roof. Everything went through the roof. Tons of leads. Hundreds of leads, in fact, by the way, generated in literally like 7 days. Went from like zero to 90, 100,000 followers. A couple of videos went over 3 million. Big. And why is that? Because they had brand assets. That's why. Because we'd built brand assets into this and we'd thought about it from the, you know, got it right first time. And that's very, very important. And then the last reason why I'm absolutely against it and why I don't do it is because there's no connection. There's no connection to your consumer. When you're creating content, the idea of creating content is to connect with an ideal audience. For you to be able to connect to somebody and to connect to a client the way I see it, so that they can decide whether they know, like, and trust me and whether they want to work with me. That's the only reason why I'm interested in making content, is to either help people and also move people along the scale of getting them to a point where hopefully they're successful enough to be able to work with me. That's the idea of it. And that's why content's there. And so when you put audio, sure, it's funny and it is funny, or it's entertaining, or it's impressive, but it doesn't build a connection. It has no connection to it, because people are associating the sound with the thing they know. They might find it a little bit funny later, but if everyone's riding that sound, they just know it's a trend or a theme. They don't remember you. And so you're not building long-term connections with your audience. What you're building is short-term wins. And that's why, for me, it's a big no. I think I decided that it is a harder path, but no connection. It's not that I want that connection with my audience. I want to be able to know them and them know me. And that's only going to happen. That only happens really through real content, original audio of you talking and sharing your voice and sharing your opinions and your thoughts and your feelings and sharing stuff about yourself. That only happens that way. It's very important. And so the episode takeaway for this is, I decided, and this is for you to decide, this is your call. Because, by the way, you can get some great growth with trending audio. Like, I'm very aware of that. There is good growth with trending audio, but it's your decision to decide whether or not you want the long-term growth or the short-term growth. For me, the only thing I can share is that for me, I decided that I would rather take a longer road to success, and but in regards to like online and views and stuff, less views, but knowing that I have complete control of that asset, and knowing that I can use that later, and knowing that I'm spending my time doing something that is going to pay dividends and does pay dividends now. That was a big decision for me. And it's very important to know that my content is working for my business while I sleep. And that was the decision, to not use audio that I don't own in my reels. Of course, let me know in the comments if you're watching this, if you decide to do that. But it'll be cool either way what you think about it.